Ready to find your next favorite podcast? Start here.
Every day around 3 p.m., there was this ritual. Employees would gather, not to, I don't know, discuss Q2 results, but to play this wacky new game that, by design, prompted them to crowd into a conference room, whip out their phones, and turn the volume way, way up.
I'd come to Houston to write a story about what was happening behind the scenes of this terrible team. The only thing I'd promised Luno was that I would arrive with an open mind. I wondered why the Astros were so bad, and if they had any plan to stop being that way.
It is just a great way to motivate myself to actually work out and be socialize, and you get a free beer after every run, which is a great excuse to try their newest craft beers.
Yes.
So yeah, that's a really fun thing to do in the city. I love 50 West.
Find your new podcast obsession today with one of these three samples: Boom Bust, The Edge, and Cincinnati Magazine. Welcome to Start Here from Cincinnati Public Radio. I'm Tripp Eldridge. Each week, we sample and highlight three podcasts to help you navigate the exploding podcast world and maybe find your next podcast obsession. Plus, get an email summary of each podcast we feature with our weekly Start Here email blast. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here blast email at the bottom of the page. And if you like what you hear, please rate us an Apple Podcast. A 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. With special thanks to Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and Kevin Reynolds, and curation, writing, and producing from Connor Eldridge, let's start here. Remember HQ, that trivia app where you could win real money every night? Well, if this is the first time you've thought about it in years, you're not alone. Following a meteoric rise in popularity led by charismatic host Scott Rogowski, HQ experienced a similarly brief decline amidst the gold rush frenzy of startup culture, bickering co-founders, and allegations of sexual misconduct in the HQ offices. Since then, it isn't widely known what became of HQ or the lightning in a bottle that they briefly captured. But thanks to sports and pop culture website The Ringer, the facts of the matter have finally been brought to light. Check out the full story of the viral sensation in all its trivia on Boom or Bust, the Rise and Fall of HQ Trivia. Here's a sample from the first episode of Boom or Bust titled The Future of Trivia, TV, Everything. Before going behind the scenes to the heart of HQ, episode 1 documents the known facts of the app sensation that captivated millions and asks the important question, why do things we love on the internet always disappear?
So it soon became very apparent that every day around 3 p.m., there was this ritual. Employees would gather, not to, I don't know, discuss Q2 results, but to play this wacky new game that, by design, prompted them to crowd into a conference room, whip out their phones, and turn the volume way, way up.
Everybody was just like waiting, you know, waiting for the countdown.
Then, a comedian in a suit would appear and kick off a live game show. Because people played the game together, he'd pop up on everyone's phone. Back then, this was his first of two scheduled appearances of the day. He'd be back at 9 p.m. But no matter what time it was, he was almost always bursting with energy.
That's right, we are live from New York City, and this is HQ, a trivia game show on your phone where you answer tough questions to win real money. It is a scorching summer Thursday, October 19th. I am your host, Scott Rogowski. There are over 6,000 people in today's game, including Santo, Trivial, Lilu, and Brian the Brain.
Are you joining? Once he was done warming up, he'd go over the rules.
Heroin. Here's how the game works. I'm going to ask 12 questions ranging from easy to hard. You will have 10 seconds from when I start reading the questions to tap your answer. You get it right.
He'd also remind you that, yes, actual money was on the line.
And today's grand prize is $250. That's right, $250. You can finally buy that Princess Di beanie baby you've always had your eye on. Okay.
Then he'd ask the first question.
Maybe real soon, all right? Here it is. Question one. Where is the Lincoln Memorial located? Long Island, Washington, D.C., or Duluth?
Along with the thousands of other players in the game, Pierre and his coworkers would confer briefly, make their best guesses, and wait for that moment of truth.
The Lincoln Memorial, it's on the back of the penny and the $5 bill, but also in Washington, D.C. That's where it physically rests.
If you got the question wrong, that was it. You were out. But if you were playing in a group, even the people who were terrible at trivia, people like me, could usually pivot to helping a friend who was still in the game. Kind of like a more casual version of a lifeline on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. As the show progressed and people in the bento box office got eliminated, they'd glom onto another coworker's phone to help.
Starts off as an individual effort, but it finishes in a group effort.
With their combined brain power, maybe, just maybe, they'd make it all the way to the end and win some cash.
From the podcast Boom or Bust, The Rise and Fall of HQ Trivia from The Ringer. For a glimpse into the culture of startups, a culture that's both constantly evolving and completely stuck in the mud, check out Boom or Bust on WVXU's Start Here podcast collection at WVXU.org. In 2013, the Houston Astros had the worst record in Major League Baseball. 4 years later, they hoisted the World Series trophy above their heads in a culmination of an organizational turnaround that almost seemed too good to be true. But as it turns out, that's exactly what it was. Come along with Sports Illustrated's Ben Reeder as he gets to the bottom of the Astros' massive cheating scandal, who's to blame, and why this story enraged the sports world more than any other in recent memory. With inside access to the organization since 2014 and original interviews with key figures involved in the scandal, Reeder seeks to answer perhaps the biggest question of all. What drove the most forward-thinking organization in the history of sports not only to the edge, but over it? Here's a highlight from the first episode of a six-part series titled Bang Bang. The episode documents all the information that was known to sports fans before the story broke nearly 2 years after the historic win by the Astros of the World Series. And even host Ben Reeder, who embedded himself in the Astros organization as a sports writer 3 whole years before the winning season, was unaware of the dark secret bubbling up from beneath all the success.
My name is Jeff Luneau, and I've been living and breathing everything Astros from December of 2011 up until 2020.
When Jeff Luneau let me in 2014, he was still in the middle of his first task as the Astros GM, trying to turn the team around.
I figured by allowing a journalist to watch the process and decide for yourself, you know, I was pretty confident that you would be accurate and you would assess it in a way that would give the fans an insight.
Luneau was the highest-ranking executive among the 40 people in the room. On one side sat the organization's scouts. They were the men, mostly old ballplayers themselves, who traveled the country evaluating young talent. On the other side of the room, I saw a group of people staring into laptops. They looked like they hadn't touched a ball since Little League, if even then. In their previous lives, they'd been engineers, programmers, and mathematicians. They called themselves the Nerd Cave because they all worked together in a single dark room.
The average IQ in that room was higher than the average IQ anywhere else, including my office.
I'd come to Houston to write a story about what was happening behind the scenes of this terrible team. The only thing I'd promised Luneau was that I would arrive with an open mind. I wondered why the Astros were so bad, and if they had any plan to stop being that way. The conventional wisdom was that they were simply tanking, losing on purpose, to get high draft picks. Was losing part of the plan?
No. Losing was a result of where the organization was. There really was not another path for at least a few years.
Before he started working in baseball, Luneau had been a consultant for McKinsey and then an executive in the world of high tech. He ran the Astros less like a sports team and more like a Silicon Valley startup or a Wall Street private equity shop. Except the thing they were making wasn't a new social network or a discount retailer.
The objective was to build the type of organization that could create a long-term sustainable winner.
You'll learn more about what exactly they were doing in our next episode. What you need to know now is that after a few days embedded with the front office, I was impressed. This was 11 years after Moneyball, the Michael Lewis book about how the Oakland A's used data analysis to find good players that everyone else had overlooked. To me, Luneau's Astros represented the next leap. Nearly every single decision they made, on the field and off, was informed by increasingly sophisticated algorithms, blending human expertise with hard data to get the best out of both. My central takeaway from my time with the Astros was that this was an organization that was designed top to bottom to find one thing, an edge.
A sample of The Edge, created by Ben Reeder. Get inside the clubhouse of one of sport's most infamous scandals on The Edge. Available now on WVXU's Start Here podcast collection. Just go to wvxu.org/starthere, H-E-A-R. Chances are you trust Cincinnati Magazine as a reliable source of Cincy-centric news, but did you know they have a podcast too? Yep, our local creators. Perfect for your morning commute and your evening workout, the Cincinnati Magazine podcast brings you all the latest stories on the important people, events, retail, and real estate shaping our city. From special features on local libraries to detailed accounts of the city's rich and storied history, there's no faster track to becoming a Queen City expert than with the Cincinnati Magazine podcast. And associate editors and co-hosts Katie Coburn and Kevin Schultz bring you all this, plus behind-the-scenes looks at all the stories and events from the Cincinnati Magazine office each month. That's all on the Cincinnati Magazine podcast, which you're about to hear a sample clip from. The clip comes from last month, December of 2020, the installment of the Best of City series, where Katie and Kevin discuss the people, places, and things included on last year's version of Cincinnati Magazine's ever-popular Best of list.
Sure. So it always makes the most sense, at least I think, to kind of break things down in terms of buckets to fill. So with Best of the City, we want to talk about, like, you know, the great food and dining options that we have. You know, we want to make sure that we're covering stuff for kids and pets. We want to make sure that we're talking about services. We want to make sure we're talking about style and shopping. And we kind of also want to make sure that there's a category. We've called it a number of different things, but city life is one that kind of keeps coming back, where we can talk about those sort of more abstract things that don't necessarily fit into any particular category. This year, that means talking about, for example, the Northern Kentucky High Schools that had graduation ceremonies at the Kentucky Speedway, where they got to drive around the track a couple of times, which is an awesome way to kind of say goodbye to your high school career. So we want to try and make sure that we're celebrating all the, even the weird and wonderful things that people are coming up with during this crazy time.
We celebrate 50 different things. You just mentioned one of them. Are there any others that stand out especially to you?
There are a lot of them that stand out. I mean, I think talking about some of the shopping things that we've done, like the Sustainability Warrior Shop Wolfpack, like that is such a great boutique and she carries such great products and is working so hard to kind of educate people. I mean, I think that's a really fun and interesting thing. And you work on that piece.
So, yeah.
You know how awesome she is. So.
Yeah, she has a super cute shop dog too that honestly kind of looks like a wolf. He's huge. But yeah, she does awesome work with, you know, sourcing. All of her products are sustainably made and they're also made by people who are paid fair living wages and they use recyclable materials in terms of packaging and shipping. So yeah, they have a great presence in the city.
And there's other stuff too, like the, you know, 50 West Brewing, they do running clubs. They have really sort of more intense training for people who are have their eye on like a marathon or a half marathon, but they also have a real sort of casual weekly running group that meets at the brewery. So that's a kind of way to have connection with people that we thought was worth celebrating.
Yeah, I'm actually in that club too.
That's awesome.
It's one of the few things that I look forward to because obviously it's outdoors and it did take a little bit of a hiatus throughout the summer, but it did start back up recently and it is just a great way to A, motivate myself to actually work out and yeah. B, socialize and you get a free beer after every run, which is a great excuse to try their newest craft beers.
Yes.
So yeah, that's a really fun thing to do in the city. I love 50 West.
In our local Cincinnati podcast spotlight, that was the Cincinnati Magazine podcast with Katie Coburn and Kevin Schultz. Get the most out of your city with the help of the Cincinnati Magazine podcast, available on WVXU's Start Here podcast collection. It's chart time, our weekly look at the Apple Podcast charts to see what podcasts are new or up and coming around the nation by ituneschartsnet. While the recently released podcast, Bible in a Year with Father Mark Schmitz, continues to dominate the number one position on the charts, a couple of others are bubbling up, and one of particular interest is called Power, the Maxwells. You've probably heard of Jeffrey Epstein's partner in crime, Ghislaine Maxwell. Well, behind her is a shadowy figure you probably haven't heard of, her father, media tycoon Robert Maxwell. His rise from nothing to death falling from the deck of his superyacht is straight out of a crime novel. It's a 7-part series, just debuted and already in the top 3 on the Apple Podcast charts, Power, the Maxwells. To learn more about that podcast and the others we featured today, check out the Start Here email. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and choose the Start Here newsletter from the bottom of the page. Thank you for joining us for Start Here, Cincinnati Public Radio's Discovery Podcast. For more about other podcasts we like, check out the Start Here collection at wvxu.org. It's our new specially curated collection of podcasts we think you might enjoy. Plus, check out the local podcast collection, podcasts created right here in Cincinnati by our local creators. And remember, if you've got a podcast or an episode you'd like to recommend, email us at podcast@wvxu.org. I'm Trip Eldridge for Cincinnati Public Radio, and thank you for choosing to start here.